Brain Ready, dedicated to helping you fight mental aging the easy and convenient way so you can finally turn back the clock on the effects that getting older has on your brain. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Brain Ready Braincast, Episode 9. If you're new to Brain Ready, our Braincasts are the first brain exercise audio programs ever, making it easy, convenient, yet highly effective to finally incorporate brain exercises into your life from almost anywhere, anytime, even while you're busy doing other things. Whether you're going for a walk, driving in your car, or just eating breakfast, why not turn these routine activities into anti-aging opportunities that will help you turn back the clock on the damaging effects that getting older has already had on your brain and body? Fact, our brains start to decline as early as our 20s and continue to more and more each year unless we do something about it. We all know we need to exercise and eat right to keep our bodies healthy, but as we've learned, research has shown that our brains need the same kind of cross-training even more in order to keep your most important asset functioning properly, your brain. And it's not just to keep it sharp and stay smart. It's even critical to help ward off mental diseases such as dementia and Alzheimer's. But trying to add brain exercises into your daily routine has just been a huge pain for most people. Dealing with expensive brain exercise software and puzzle books and confusing websites, it's hard to have the time, the money, and the patience. That's where Brain Ready comes in. You can finally get your brain exercises done from anywhere, anytime, even while you're doing other things, just by listening on your computer or your iPod or on CD in your car. So whether you choose to listen to these brain exercise audio programs or zip through our quick and fun Brain Flex worksheets and new Brain Flex book, or learn about the latest brain health and anti-aging nutritional advice on the BrainReady.com blog and our free weekly newsletter, Brain Ready makes it easy, convenient, and fun to finally incorporate real brain exercises into your daily routine so you can start turning back the clock and whipping your brain and your overall health back into shape the quick and easy way. Check it out at www.brainready.com. Okay, before we jump right into the brain exercises for this episode, here's your health news update. First off, if you haven't already read our two-part feature on the BrainReady.com blog called Brain Tips for Busy People, it's worth reading, as you'll learn about several ways that you can easily incorporate brain exercise into the activities you already do each day, especially those rather mundane and mind-numbing things that we often find ourselves doing at various times during the day. You'll also learn how you can quickly and easily put our Brain Ready podcasts on blank CDs so that you can listen to them in your car, at home on your CD player, or anywhere else you can play audio CDs. We also recommend some very simple, innovative new ways to learn a foreign language or brush up on one that you used to study, as well as several great books and much, much more. So check out part 1 and 2 of our Brain Tips for Busy People on the BrainReady.com website in our blog. Well, another bit of news on the Brain Ready front is that our new Brain Flex workbook is now available for direct downloading for those of you who want it electronically in PDF format. You can now download it and either print it out on your printer if you like, or just do the fun exercises visually while viewing it on your computer or on your PDA. It's also about half the price of the physical book, and there's no shipping charges, obviously, so this can be a much more economical way to get our new Brain Flex book if you prefer. And also, the new Brain Flex book is also available via Amazon.com. So there are even more ways to get it. Try a free BrainFlex worksheet or two on the BrainReady.com website and see for yourself why more and more BrainReady listeners are incorporating our BrainFlex exercises in addition to our audio brain exercises. Okay, but right now let's talk about health food. For this episode, we're going to talk Asahi. Yes, Asahi. No, we're not talking about the Japanese beer. Okay, actually we are. It's good stuff. No, we're just kidding. We're talking about the berry from the Amazon rainforest in South America that, despite being a staple in the diets of cultures from this area, only recently has Asahi, which is spelled A-C-A-I, by the way, become even heard of outside of South America, not to mention available in any form. Now, some of you have probably seen Asahi, proudly listed as of recently, on some of the health-focused juices available, or perhaps appearing in pill form or powder form at health food stores, yet not really known what it is, and what form is best to take, and most importantly, why you should even take it in the first place. And that's a good thing to ask such questions these days, as just because a product may say it has Asahi in it, that means nothing about whether you'll actually be getting of the benefits of the real Asahi berry. That's right. The Asahi you might think you're getting may be doing nothing at all for you except wasting your money. So first of all, what exactly is Asahi? Well, Asahi is a berry which grows and is consumed in and around the Amazon rainforest of South America, and is eaten or mixed with other foods and drinks in various ways throughout South America. and it has been consumed by the native peoples of South America for longer than we can know, quite likely thousands of years, revered as nothing less than a wonder food, even a wonder drug, given the wide range of very tangible health benefits that those who consume it report. Now, when word got out about the benefits of this berry and scientific research studies followed, the studies confirmed those benefits and much, much more, perhaps the most notable being antioxidant level testing in the U.S., which found that Asahi is the single highest antioxidant food ever tested so far, with ORAC levels exponentially higher than other superfoods such as blueberries. And sure enough, guess what color Asahi is? Those of you who have read our other Brain Ready blog and podcast features regarding the power of blue and purple and red foods probably guessed right. It's purple. But beyond the staggering antioxidant levels, Asahi is a really unique berry and quite possibly the world's perfect food. Very unusual for a berry, Asahi actually contains healthy fatty acids. Yes, the kind you normally find in other foods such as salmon and flaxseed, omega-3, omega-6, omega-9. It also has a high protein content. Also unusual for a berry. It contains many of the compounds, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals of other superfoods like blueberries and pomegranates and the like, and it has a low glycemic index, meaning that it's low in simple sugars that could spike your insulin levels. And given all these benefits, it's no surprise that it was originally consumed by natives because it was reported to provide incredible energy and stamina, which is of course also now confirmed by those who have discovered it and take it daily. It's also remarkably safe, and there are no known contraindications yet discovered. So it all sounds pretty great, right? Why not just find some right now? Bring me a plate of Asahi berries, honey. No, not so fast. Asahi is a very fragile, perishable food indeed. So perishable that once picked, they go bad within as little as 24 hours, which makes the idea of flying them to places like the US, UK, Australia, Canada, etc. not terribly viable at this point. So the solution is to process the berries there at the source, within hours of picking, using various methods to preserve their precious health properties as intact as possible. Now, there are various methods employed, given the explosive popularity of Asahi, and one small company in particular, Sambazon, founded by two surfers who discovered Asahi during their surf expeditions and relied on the berry for energy and stamina, has apparently been pioneering techniques to bring the health benefits of Asahi to the rest of the world. Thanks to a combination of employing a large number of local workers paid fair wages to source the Asahi berries, and state-of-the-art freeze-drying and other techniques to make Asahi transportable in various forms around the world without significantly diminishing the health properties. As of very recently, Asahi has now become huge business for many in South America, having created new jobs and boosted local economies. And it's also huge business for providers of Asahi drinks, supplements, powders, and combination products here and there and everywhere. But the quality of the processing is incredibly important where the consumer is concerned. With so many new supplements and juices and products coming out of the market with the words "contains Asahi" on them, you need to know that only real, fresh Asahi berries that have been properly sourced, processed, packaged, and stored, and then consumed in quantities high enough to provide the actual health benefits, are worth paying any money for. So many of those bottled juices out there now that say, "contains Asahi," or lists Asahi berries in the ingredients, or those generic supplements that say they contain Asahi, but don't list any information about source, processing, nutritional content, and so on, are just plain dubious in our opinion. Unfortunately, as with many herbs and vitamins and supplements and naturopathic products out there in the market, the word Asahi is surely already being used and abused as more of a marketing buzzword promising visions of eternal health without the science to justify any of it. Fortunately, in the case of Asahi, this food is real. Testing confirms the health benefits of the Asahi berry. But you need to get it as close to fresh as possible from a good source with good packaging to keep it fresh and know exactly how much of it you're really getting in the product that you're buying. From our sampling of products and testing so far, we tend to like the properly flash freeze-dried organic powders, pills containing that powder, and drinks which utilize either the flash frozen puree or the freeze-dried powder. In fact, we are so curious about the truly best sources of Asahi out there that we're currently conducting our own independent research. That's right, Brain Ready is doing our own research on Asahi, which will also take into account any other valid scientific studies that exist out there to find out specifically which Asahi products out there in the market actually provide the full benefits of the fresh Asahi berry, or as close to that as can be found outside of South America. So check the BrainReady.com website for our findings and conclusions as to which ones we think pass the test. We'll post it in our BrainReady blog area, and it should be completed by the time you listen to this podcast. We'll also provide links to various places that sell these products around the world, so if you can't find them locally, you can easily order them online if you like. Now, how does Asahi relate to brain health? Well, first of all, the incredibly high antioxidant levels have a direct impact, as antioxidants in our diet, from food, can help to reduce the damage to the lining of our arteries, which affect proper blood flow to the brain, one of the biggest and most important dietary things you can do for brain health. Secondly, those omega fatty acids in the berry help to do the same kinds of things that other foods rich in omega fatty acids do for your brain, including helping your neurotransmitters work properly, to helping your mood, to helping with serotonin levels, and much more. And then there's the vitamins and minerals and protein and other compounds of Asahi, which benefit your brain and your body, your overall health, not to mention helping to boost your energy and your stamina. To conclude, Asahi is clearly great stuff and a worthy addition to a healthy diet. But be smart and know that not all products that say contains Asahi on them will give you anywhere near the benefits of real, fresh, or properly processed Asahi berry. There is no miracle cure in a pill or a bottle, so be very smart with your money and your health and check the facts first. Don't be fooled by good marketing. Once again, we'll post our final conclusions from our research and recommendations for which Asahi products are worth buying on the BrainReady.com blog, so be sure to watch for it. You might just end up helping your health and save your money. Okay, now we're ready to dive into our BrainReady exercises for this episode. As usual, we're going to start with a right brain, relaxing creative visualization and memory exercise to get you warmed up before moving into some simple math and logic and other exercises. These visualizations help to exercise your spatial, creative, memory, and visual brain areas, which most of us simply don't get to use enough during our typical day as we should. The key here is to really concentrate. Ideally, do this one in a quiet, relaxed setting so you can really focus. Ready? Here we go. Imagine you're standing in something of a planetarium, a dark room at the top of a mountain on a warm, clear summer night, with the vastness of the stars shining down through the huge, rounded glass ceiling. In front of you is a round table, with three glowing planets floating just above it. Right in front of you, each one about the size of a basketball. They're slowly spinning. What three planets are they? Go ahead and look at them. What three planets would you see? You notice that one of them is clearly our planet Earth. Look at it closely while it spins out in front of you. What does planet Earth look like in detail? Identify as many countries or areas as you can while it spins. Now, go ahead and reach out and grab the ball-sized planet Earth so that you're holding it out in front of you, looking at it, stopping it from spinning. Turn it around and find the place where you spent the most of your time growing up. Locate that place now. Now touch that spot with your pointing finger. Now, while holding your pointing finger on that spot, imagine reaching down this ball-sized Earth as far as your same hand can stretch, touching your thumb to whatever that spot on the map is. What spot on the Earth is about thumb reach away from this ball-sized version of Earth, from the place where you grew up? Go ahead and do it now. Where does your thumb land? Where is that place? Now do the same thing to the left. Keep your finger on the same place you grew up, and then stretch your thumb over to the left. What spot does your thumb touch? What is the name of that place? It's okay if it's the ocean. Name the ocean and the closest land location to it. Now take your thumb off that location and just keep your finger on the place you grew up. Press it really hard on that place. Do it now. As you press, your finger goes into the Earth and pulls you in, shooting you straight through the atmosphere, the clouds, and then bam, you're standing just outside the home you grew up in. What does your old home look like from the outside? Now, you hear voices from some of the people that live next door or nearby you when you grew up. You see them walking towards you. What does that look like? Now, what is one of their names? Name one person who lived near you when you grew up. What does this person look like? What are they wearing? What's their hairstyle like? Think of what they looked like back then. Now you suddenly see a large finger, a pointing finger, comes down from the sky above and touches your head. What does that look like? Think about that for a second. What would a huge finger look like swooping down through the clouds right down to you with your old neighbor standing nearby? Picture that for a moment. Now, as the finger touches your head, you shoot up into the sky, back through the clouds and into space, and the Earth shrinks back to a basketball size again, floating out in front of you along with the other two planets you saw earlier. You're back in the room on top of the mountain with the stars shining through the vast glass dome ceiling. Now go ahead and grab one of the other planets and pull it in front of you. Hold it in your hands and rotate it. What does it look like in detail? Turn it around and look at it. Now, what does it feel like? Really analyze the texture of this ball-sized planet. Does it have rings around it? If so, what do those feel like compared to the main part of the planet? Are there watery areas that feel wet, rocky areas that feel rough and sharp? Now, touch any place on this planet with your pointing finger. Press very, very hard. As you do, your finger sinks right into it, and you're transported right through the atmosphere of this planet, right down to the surface. You're now standing on the surface of this planet. Look around you. What do you see? What would you see on this planet, on the surface? Now turn around and notice that there's a small wooden rowboat sitting there on the ground very near you. What does that look like, an old wooden rowboat on this planet's surface? Picture it. Now walk over to the rowboat and get in it. Sit down on the wood seat and put your hands on the oars of the boat. Feel the old worn wood handles on your bare hands. What do they feel like? What's the texture like? Think about that. Now, try to actually row the oars, as if you were actually rowing the boat on a lake. As you pull the oars, you hear the swishing sounds of water and feel the boat move. The surface of the planet is now gone, and you're rowing this boat on a calm ocean night. Stars are shining brightly, just as they were in that planetarium room on top of the mountain. Imagine yourself rowing this boat under the starry nighttime sky. Concentrate on the sound of the water, the boat creaking, the smell of the ocean water. Imagine that now. Now look to your right and notice that there's a tall mountain fading into the distance as you row away from it. And on top of this mountain is a large glass building. It's the planetarium room that you were in earlier. Picture it all fading away into the nighttime as you row away from it, further and further, and back home. Okay, great. Do you feel like you are just using other areas of your brain that you don't normally get to use enough? If you like these relaxing visualization exercises, be sure to check out our special edition podcast episode called The Creativity Workout, which contains just visualizations. Now we're going to move on to this week's Simple Math in the Mind. As we've learned in our other braincasts, the research proves that doing simple math equations quickly is one of the best, if not the best, mental workouts you can do, as it activates almost all areas of your brain. This is a great one to do while walking or jogging or sitting in traffic or any other activity that allows your brain to focus on solving these simple equations in your mind quickly. The goal is just to try to keep up, to do the simple math in your head without stopping. Ready? Here we go. 5 plus 1. 7 minus 7. 9 plus 1. 6 times 5. 8 plus 7. 9 times 3, 10 minus 5, 0 plus 6, 5 times 7. 4 plus 6. 7 minus 4. 2 times 2. 15 minus 8. 4 plus 3. 11 minus 7. 5 times 5. 8 plus 4. 2 times 7. 7 plus 2. 6 minus 1. 17 minus 8. 8 times 1. 11 minus 4. 1 plus 9. 3 plus 8. 9 times 5. 7 plus 4. 9 minus 8. 2 times 4. 7 plus 9. Okay, great. Now we're going to go a little bit faster. Just do your best to keep up. Ready? Here we go. 8 minus 3. 9 times 4. 3 minus 2. 6 plus 9. 12 minus 4. 2 plus 1. 3 times 2. 6 minus 4. 5 times 2. 8 times 5. 7 plus 2. 14 minus 7. 8 plus 7. 6 times 5. 4 minus 3. 4 times 8. 2 plus 7. 3 plus 7. 1 times 9. 8 minus 7. 2 times 4. 3 plus 6. 10 minus 3. 8 plus 4. 4 plus 3. 9 times 5. 4 times 4. 2 plus 9. 11 minus 7. 3 plus 3. 9 times 2. 4 minus 4. Okay, great job. Now we're going to take it one notch faster. Don't worry if you can't keep up, just do your best. The goal here is just intense brain exercise. Ready? Here we go. 2 plus 2. 6 plus 8. 7 times 2. 9 minus 4. 1 plus 7. 8 plus 1. 6 times 3. 11 minus 8. 4 plus 6. 3 times 7. 9 plus 4. 8 times 2. 15 minus 6. 7 plus 4. 12 minus 8. 2 times 9. 6 minus 1. 5 plus 4. 9 plus 3. 2 plus 5. 9 times 6. 10 minus 8. 6 plus 4. 9 minus 5. 3 plus 4. 2 times 2. 13 minus 6. 2 times 5. 8 plus 5. 7 times 6. 14 minus 5. 5 times 8. 4 plus 8. 5 minus 3. 4 times 6. 7 minus 2. 5 plus 3. 6 times 8. 9 times 3. Woo! Okay, great job. It's okay if you missed some or several of the answers because of the very fast speed. The goal is just intense brain exercise. Now, if you feel like you're just getting warmed up and could do better if you try these all again, feel free to skip back to the beginning of the first math exercise and try them all again. You'll probably find that even after doing these only one time, you'll already be able to solve more of the problems and keep up than your previous try. So do these as many times as you need to before moving on to the next section. Okay, now we're going to move on to this week's logic and reasoning. This one is great for your overall brain power across almost all areas, including memory, as you're doing these entirely in your head without paper or visuals, so it's perfect for these brain-ready audio programs. Ready? Here we go. Imagine a cube with all of its sides colored red. If you colored the top and bottom faces blue, how many red faces would there be? I'll say it again. Imagine a cube with all the sides colored red. If you colored the top and bottom faces of the cube blue, how many red faces would there now be? Well, the correct answer is 4, as the cube has a total of 6 sides, 2 of which are blue, the rest red. Okay, next. Imagine 2 bowls, each equally filled with coins. The first bowl contains 1-cent coins, and the second contains 5-cent coins. but the first bowl is 3 times larger than the second bowl. Which bowl of coins has the higher monetary value? Say it again. Imagine 2 bowls, each equally filled with coins. The first bowl contains 1 cent coins. The second bowl contains 5 cent coins. But the first bowl is 3 times larger than the second bowl. Which bowl of coins has the higher monetary value? Well, the answer would still be the 5 cent bowl of coins, as even at 3 times larger, the first bowl of 1 cent coins would only be worth about 3/5 of the bowl of the 5 cent coins, as the 5 cent coins are worth 5 times more per coin. All right, next one. If you can choose from 2 possible trains to take from Paddington Station in London to the London Heathrow Airport, and the first train option has 3 stops along the way, taking 5 minutes each, and the second train option has 2 stops, taking 7 minutes each, which train will get you to Heathrow faster, the first or the second? I'll say that one again. If you can choose from 2 possible trains to take from Paddington Station in London to the London Heathrow Airport, and the first train option has 3 stops along the way, taking 5 minutes each, and the second train option has 2 stops, taking 7 minutes each, which train will get you to Heathrow faster, the first or the second? Well, the correct answer is the second, as it only has 14 minutes of stopping time compared to the 15 minutes of stopping time that the first one has. Now, for anyone who actually knows London, this exercise is very hypothetical at best. All right, one more. If you wanted to make sure that you did not consume more than, and ideally less than, 300 milligrams of caffeinated beverages in a given day, and you could choose from either drinking 3 cups of coffee containing 100 milligrams each, or 5 shots of espresso containing 55 milligrams of caffeine each, which one would you be more likely to choose? Okay, we'll say that one again. If you wanted to make sure that you did not consume more than, and ideally less than, 300 milligrams of caffeinated beverages in a given day, and you could choose from either drinking 3 cups of coffee containing 100 milligrams each, or 5 shots of espresso containing 55 milligrams of caffeine each, which one would you be more likely to choose? Well, the correct answer would be the 5 shots of espresso, as the total caffeine would be less than the 300 milligrams total and less than the 3 cups of coffee in this example. As a side note, the actual caffeine content in a cup of coffee and a shot of espresso varies based on the several factors, including how concentrated each is brewed, what kind of bean, brewing times, and so on. But in general, as we've discussed in our other Brain Ready features, espresso contains less caffeine than regular brewed coffee. Okay, great job. Now let's move on to this week's Follow the Numbers. It's simple math with a twist. You try to keep solving the running equation in your head as it goes. For example, 3 plus 5 minus 2 plus 4, and so on. The goal is just to try to keep up. Ready? Here we go. 7 plus 4 minus 1 times 3 plus 2 divided by 4 minus 4 times 2. Did you answer 8? If so, great job. If not, feel free to skip back and try this one again until you can keep up and finish with the correct answer. Let's do another one. 10 plus 4 minus 5 plus 1 divided by 2 times 5 plus 3 minus 8. Did you answer 20? Okay, one more. 7 minus 6 times 5 plus 8 minus 3 times 2 plus 4 minus 10 times 1. Now, the correct answer is 14. If you had any difficulty following along or feel that you could do better if you tried these all again now that you warmed up, go ahead and skip back and try the section again. And if you're using an iPod or in iTunes, you can easily skip back and forth using the back and forward arrow buttons on your iPod or from selecting the Follow the Numbers section from the chapter list in iTunes. And now for the last section of exercises for this episode, we're going to do a quick brain blast of cross-training exercises. It's a variety of fast one-off questions designed to prod different areas of your brain into action. Ready? Here we go. Quick, name one of your favorite musical artists. Now spell their full name or band name. Now how about one of your favorite actresses? Full name. Now spell their full name. Quick, what's the full name of your previous car, if you had one? The full make and model name. How about two cars ago? Quick, if you had to describe the city or town you live in as descriptively as possible to someone who had never been there in one sentence, how would you describe it? One sentence with as much descriptive detail as possible. Do it now. Use the word ingratiate in a sentence. Ingratiate. Now spell it. Spell ingratiate. Did you say ingratiate? Quick, what's 9 times 9? How about 9 times 7? 100 divided by 5? What's the sum of this equation? 4 plus 12 plus 4 minus 8. Did you say 12? Quick, how many letters are in the last name of your country's president or leader? What is one of your best friend's favorite foods? What about clothes or outfits? What is an outfit you can picture them wearing that they wear often or clearly like? What is the last email you wrote or responded to? Who was that written to? Okay, let's learn how to order green tea in Japanese. The familiar would be ocha kudasai, where ocha means tea and kudasai means please. More polite would be ocha onegashimasu. Ocha onegashimasu. How about ordering yellowtail tuna at a sushi bar in Japanese? Hamachi kudasai, or more polite, Hamachi onegashimasu. When served, to say thank you can say arigato, or more polite and gracious would be arigato gozaimasu. Or even more polite would be arigato gozaimashita. So how do you order green tea? Say it now. You would say ocha kudasai, or ocha onegashimasu. Okay, now how about ordering that yellowtail tuna at the sushi bar? Hamachi onegashimasu. And how about saying thank you? Arigato gozaimasu. Arigato. Okay, memorize the following number. 623-6844. Go ahead and say it. 623-6844. Okay, now memorize 42-623-6844. I'll say it again. 42-623-6844. Got it? Okay, go ahead and say it. Did you say 42-623-6844? Okay, great job. We're all done. How does your brain feel right now? Like it just got some exercise? That's because it did, and now you can understand the power and importance of exercising your brain as well as your body. Okay, that wraps up our Brain Ready Braincast for episode 9. We hope you've incorporated Brain Ready into your life and are already feeling sharper, smarter, and more alive. Now, to really get the full mental cross-training you need, visit the BrainReady.com website and start using our completely free brain training programs, including our incredibly addictive BrainFlex worksheets and our new BrainFlex book. BrainReady.com also gives you the latest brain health news, research, and recommendations, so use it as your one-stop shop for all things brain health and anti-aging news that you should know. And be sure to sign up for our free Brain Ready email newsletter, which delivers breaking health and anti-aging news, exercises, nutritional tips, and much more right to your email. That's www.brainready.com. And lastly, if you have elderly parents or loved ones who might not be doing things like downloading podcasts, be sure to tell them about Brain Ready. You can sign them up for the free Brain Ready newsletter on our website. And they can easily go to our website and listen to the podcast directly on the site. No downloading or anything else required. They can listen live right on the website. So do your parents and loved ones a huge favor by helping them keep their brains active and sharp with Brain Ready. Thanks again for listening.